If you're a course creator who is both teaching and selling the courses, you might be prone to making this mistake, and that is assuming every potential student will want to know every little detail about the course before they buy. It's natural too. You have poured your heart and soul into creating the course, and you want to make sure the potential students know every little detail about what they're buying. Unfortunately, doing so can very well be hurting your sales. I'll explain why. Hi, welcome to the 10K Course Creator Show. My name is Stephen, and this show is all about helping course creators grow their online businesses to over $10,000 per month in the fastest and simplest way possible. And without understanding the different ways that people buy, you can't be losing out on a lot of sales by talking to your potential buyers in the wrong way. So first, we need to understand there are actually two very distinct types of buyers when it comes to buying, well, not just courses, but anything. And that is the logical buyer and the emotional buyer. The logical buyer analyzes the feature of the product, weighs all the costs versus the benefits, and try to make a calculated decision based on available information. On the other hand, the emotional buyer makes purchase decisions mostly based on their feelings and often the rush of the moment. Now, in reality, it's not really a zero or one, but on a spectrum. So some people are more the emotional type and some people are more the logical type. And intuitively, online course creators think that all their buyers want to learn all the details, weigh the benefits, and make a logical purchase decision. So the sales materials, the sales copy, the promotion, mostly are completely catered to the logical buyer. They lay out all the course content down to maybe the individual lessons, every piece of the resources. However, in reality, purchase decisions tend to be more emotional than logical. In fact, some studies suggest that when people make purchase decisions, emotion accounts for 85% of the decision and logic only accounts for 15%. And the danger is, let's say you have a potential buyer who is more the emotional type and he's pretty much ready to make a purchase, but you keep presenting him with more details and it keeps poking his logical side and creating more things for him to think about, making him actually less likely to buy. Now think about the below scenario. I'm finishing up a webinar where I sell my course at the end, and some guy, John, he likes what he heard. So he thinks my course is really going to help him reach his goals and solve his problems. He wants to buy now, but at the end of the webinar, I said he can have a free trial of the course to look more closely at what he's buying. Now he thinks to himself, well, all right, there's a free trial. No reason I should make a purchase before giving it a try. Well, it's bedtime now, so he decides to look at it tomorrow. But tomorrow, his daughter got sick and he had to take her to the hospital. And the day after, he has a busy day at work and he has all forgotten about the free trial and my course. And I just lost a sale because I offered too much details. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Maybe some potential buyers really want the details. Won't I lose sales if I don't provide enough details for them? It's true that there are still buyers who are more the logical type, and they might not purchase if they feel like they haven't seen enough details. So here's what you can do. You can offer the details in the follow-up. And this is the reason I really recommend online course creators use a sales funnel to sell their courses. What it basically means is, instead of just shoving a sales page to your potential buyers, you take them on a journey to first get to know and trust you before you sell your courses. I have a webinar funnel where I invite people to join my free webinar and I collect their contact information. Then I'm able to follow up with them via email or Facebook Messenger after my webinar presentation. So my strategy is, present just enough information on the webinar and focus on the emotional side so the emotional type purchases immediately or as soon as possible. And I even add in a quick action bonus for those who purchase immediately on the webinar and reward anyone who is willing to purchase on the spot. And then for the logical type, who need to wait all the information and make a careful decision. Then I send them follow-up messages with a detailed curriculum of the course and maybe some free sample lessons, case studies, FAQs, etc. And that way, I can cater individually to both groups of people without risking losing one or the other. Now that you understand the two types of buyers, you can also see how to better promote your course on your sales page or other sales materials. Now, I see too many course creators present their entire course sales page as if everyone is logical. But knowing most buyers are emotional rather than logical, it would be helpful to prioritize appealing to the emotional side first. So right out of the gates, the message should not be about the course, but about them. For example, one of the courses I sell is an English course, English language course for Chinese speakers. Right at the beginning, I'm not talking about course modules or the content or the lessons. I'm talking about how frustrating it must feel to keep learning English for months and years, but still get nowhere when it comes to the English fluency and conversation abilities. Then I talk about why this course offers a unique method or approach to learning English so that the student won't be just repeatedly trying things that doesn't work, but actually using a new method that is going to help them reach their goals and change their lives. Now finally, only toward the end, I talk just a little bit about what the course will cover. And I don't even list out each module and lessons. I just have a little button that says, if you want to know, click here to see the full curriculum, or just in case some super logical buyer want to see it all. And by shifting your sales messages from a logical perspective to an emotional perspective and focusing more on the potential buyers themselves and the transformations for them instead of the course content itself, you should see a huge improvement in your sales conversions. Now, I also want to share another super powerful strategy that is proven to appeal to emotional buyers very well, and that is using the power of deadlines. As you can see, emotional buyers make decisions very much based on the rush of the moment, and if they don't make that purchase soon, they will lose interest and you will lose that sale. So what you can do is add some bonuses and maybe discounts to your course and implement a deadline to it. Now, there are a few ways to do that. First is doing what's called a launch. So you have a start and end date of a promotion where you're giving a discount or perhaps some free bonuses to those who purchase before a certain date. Then you send out emails, post on social, maybe run a live webinar during that launch period to tell people about this promotion and this deadline. And this is very effective in getting the emotional buyers who are on the fence to take that leap and join before the deadline. Another way is using an evergreen sales funnel, meaning based on each user who enters your funnel, they all have a unique deadline based on when they have entered your funnel. That's a bit more of an advanced strategy, and it can be difficult to set up at the start. So if you aren't quite familiar with that, you can start out with the live launches. And after those are successful, you can try to set up these evergreen launches from there. But one way or another, try to implement deadlines into your sales flow. From my experience, you can double your sales just by adding a deadline. So I mentioned that I use a sales webinar funnel with a deadline to effectively draw people in and then sell them my courses. So if you want to know how to use webinars to sell courses, go ahead and check out episode 4, where I talk about why webinars are so effective with selling courses and how to get started yourself. If you want a link to it, go to 10kcoursecreator.com/EP4. I'll see you over there. And thank you so much for tuning in today. If you have any questions or want to contact me, the best way to reach me is at my Facebook page inbox at m.me/10kcoursecreator. Bye for now.